This photograph is Granny Musk. This is Jim's grandmother. She moved with her husband into the farm in 1912. And I think this was about 1920s, this photograph of her with her horse standing outside the farm. They kept cows when they brought the cows over. And the earlier time, she used to take the butter every day to Rose's shop in Halesworth. And also, that is where Boots now is in Halesworth. Also, yeah. To where the cut was, there was a dairy there. And she used to take some butter up there. And she always reckoned when she went over the heath here with the horse, it was always like a hollow sound underneath, but that's where that, and I think I can show you the hat she wore. I've got the hat. So that was how she used to take the butter there. They kept the cows, and then they took the milk to the dairy, which was where Wags now is for a time. And I did have the paperwork, and about 1933, I think, they opened the dairies, which was up near the station, and then the milk used to go to there. Well, and her daughters all lived at the farm as well, two or three of them at that time. One worked down at the old hall, and she was married at Thornton Church, and the other, and their mother lived there all the time till she died, and she used to go out and do the milking too by hand, and till I got the machines. I had the machines before I went up there in 1953. But you can see how the road is like a track, dirt track, isn't
it? Yeah, where does that lead? Where are we?
At top of this hill. We're at the top of the hill. The farmer's on the left. That building's still there. She's well known for her carp, the eggs and poultry and that.
And
she died in about 1957. She was up there when I first married, went up there.
So how long had you known him before you got married?
About 3 years. The Musks had an horse called Everybody. My mother was Dulcie Olive, but she was always known as Olive. And the other sister was Blanche May, and she was always known as Maidie. Charlie was Cyril, the son of Maidie. And Cyril, but he was always called Charlie. My husband was Clifford, but when I first went in, he was Clifford. He was always Clifford at the Young Farmer's Club, but always Jim at home. Well, this is the photograph of the family when I went, and this must have been taken 50 years ago, because that was Grandmother Musk, the one you can see in that pony and trap, just on 92 when she died in 1957. So she was well in her 80s then. That was her daughter, my husband's mother. She was never married, and that was the one who, she lived at Dis, and this one lived at the farm all the time. That's her son who worked with my husband, Charlie Shreve. My mother-in-law died about 1980, and Jim died 1986. Yeah, and Charlie died in the August, 84. Suddenly, I'd been with all the family, and suddenly I was on my own.
Yes. So where are they standing? Where's this building?
Into the front door at the farmhouse.
Really? Oh,
right. Yes, at the front of the house. Front door at the farm. The grandmother with she lived at the other door, who lived at this, and these two lived at the farm, and that was Alan, and he was a baby on that one. That's with a cat. We always had cats up the farm, and that was their niece over with her mother. That's my daughter Mary. That's with the chickens and the geese. We always kept chickens and geese up the farm. Much tidier than that do now. That's her again, and then of course after my husband died, we had a lot of this all altered. I did.
Did you stay on at the farm after?
Yes,
you
I did. About 18 months, I suppose. Well, I got my sons with that. Oh, Alan was there, so that's all right. Now that's where they were thrashing. That's Arthur. Look, that's Arthur, much younger, and that's where we've been thrashing. I should have had some more. Alban and I've got some in with the thrashers. My husband's down with the corn. It's coming off the back of the drum.
Yeah.
And that somebody telling that's Arthur. Always had to have them hats pinned up at the side. So I think you'd be about 12 on that. That's Shreve, Charlie Shreve. He lived at the farm with his mother, and then his mother died. And then that was how we used to take the milk at that time. When first that's Alan. So, I mean, he's no. 51 years ago. I mean, we used to have them churns because the dairy was in the house. We had to carry all the milk in the house and had to cool it. Then we'd load it on this cart what my husband made, and then take it round to the road and have a certain way of hitching it up. And then they used to come with a lorry and load these churns up. This is where, I think that's a lovely picture Mary's got, and that's her with her father helping him with on the binder.
Oh, yeah.
When they were cutting the corn right over on the, yes, it's a field up here. Mary's going along with her yellow jump. She was always out on the fields doing something. Yes. I mean, the children didn't get bored in the holidays them times. They all had their jobs, helped to do the cutting. Then you had to, with the bind, you had to shock it and then cart it. They were all these bills were heaps of, and in about in an old linen basket up the farm with a bit of wood at the bottom and the wire and all poked on them. And I thought, I can't keep all this. That is part of the village history, isn't it? Got some of his bills when he fed his pigs, so this is just some old stuff they had from the, whereas the Bramfield garage was Staines. That was Staines for years. It's 1938. And that was for an incubator, so that must, that's when they used to rear the own chickens. And see, that was £5.15. And a 14-inch scooper, well, that's what you used to put behind holes like that, went into a frame, and the horse on the front, up and down the field, you know, to clean in between the beat, and that's a share for
that was
a
7 shillings.
Yes, and that's a share YL6, and that was be a ransom, so I expect
1938.
That'd be £1.10. Oh, 10 shillings. Oh, wait a minute, one shilling. No, altering and mending a scoop hole with two prong, 3 shillings, and that was a left. SH, what would that be now? Left-hand hole, welding in 2 stalks and beat out 3 left holes, 4 shillings and threepence. So you even got a stamp in those days when you paid
to make it official.
Yes. Oh, and there's another lot more. That's still, this is 1938, and this one is, now you do note here, look, that's Barnaby Lane in Wenners. So that was all, I remember when my parents used to come and say, at Barnaby Lane. But
so where is Barnaby Lane?
This
is Barnaby Lane.
This is Bartholomew's Lane, but that was called Barnaby Lane. Like milk cooling plants. This was in January, and I must have lost 1930-something, I expect it's the same time, didn't they? Oh, 1935, look, Count Rendon. And that was 1935. Or what they'd done, milk cooling plant, fixing it down, large supply tank overhead, ditto cutting out, fixing all branches, including brackets, floor, making good new material supply. Bends, galvanised pipe, dim pipes, long screws, how many screws, how many nuts, 50-gallon circular tank. So it's something to do with the milk, and must have been. Balance due.
So the whole thing came to £18, 17 shillings and a penny halfpenny.
Yes. And there's another old one bill here I found up, 1931. H.A. Kett, cycle agent, engineer. Well, that's where the new houses are. That was a wooden bungalow they had up where the new houses on the right-hand side where the pump used to be for the school. Well, it's one radio received complete in an oak cabinet and a 9-volt grid battery. Aerial at an earth switch, £4.2 and 6. And now it's an Osmond speaker, is it? Osmond? Ormond? Speaker. Or the suit, £1.9 and 6. An Ollerham accumulator, 2 volts charged, 9 and 6. 3 British valves, 2M or something, £1.7 and 6. 1 Petric high tension battery, 100 volts. That's a guinea, isn't it? £1.1 shilling. H kit paid in 1931, November the 11th. £8 tension. That was a lot of money.
Yeah.
This is W. Hurran, living way your house, Chris Lavender's house, isn't it? And that was in 1934 for Grunel, for the grandfather Musk, who came there in 1912 to the farm, making a polished oak coffin and fitted with the best brass furniture and lettered inside, lined with embossed lining and a fringe. The funeral expenses, arranging and attending the same for the bearers, the motor hearse, 2 mourning cars supplied for the same complete. And that was £17.10. 1930s. E. Hurran. They used to have the thrashing machine, and I mean, that's 1933. I mean, that's 2 years after I was born. And they lived down here at Heath Farm.
Mm-hmm.
And 4 hours chaff cutting, look, 3.5 ditto for the tractor expenses. So it's £1.08, or 8 shillings for the tractor. 78 cungs of corn at about £2.14 and 6. 4 hours chaff cutting, £1.85. That was in 1932. 1933, 5.5 hours. £1.86. Chaff cutting. Used to cut some of the straw up the chaff. 1933, February, 20 combs of oats. I suppose they thrashed. This is 1934. With all the wheat, the maize, the supers, the wheat, maize, bran, cossitosh. That was flake maize.
What's
cossitosh.
That?
Oh. Cossitosh was like flake maize. That was feed for the cows. Then they moved up to Rectory Street. Cossitosh and maize. Like maize, wheat, cossitosh, bran. That's for cow feed. For
what's that
grinding.
Say? Yeah.
100 weight.
Oh, 100 weight.
500 weight of supers. I can remember when they were up Rectory Street.
I see that was obviously on a spike. That's got a hole in, wasn't it?
Yes. This is from Freeman's, Weniston, you see, because they were corn, coal and seed merchants, because they were where, them three bungalows were, aren't they? Oh, good. 10 hundredweight of best coal, weren't it?
Yeah.
There again in 1933, is it? All the best coal, and yeah, we also get the coal from them.
It's written with a dip pen as well, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You can see the different widths of the nib where it.
Yes, yeah, like we had when I went to school, pen and nib.
Yeah.
And this is another one of Hurons, you see, that's 1934. Well, so many tons of corn done in 1933, and then 4 hours chaff cut, and the tractor expenses again.
It's a lovely hand, that one, isn't it?
Yeah, beautiful. Yes, 1937, 75 combs of corn, one day's tractor, beans, 2.5 combs of beans. Do you know how they used to carry 12 stone in a sack and carry them big old thick sack? I mean, up the farm, they carried them up the, when I first married, and carried them up these steps into the granary. And then one day, I think the steps broke, and my husband showed them. And that granary now is part of the bed of Jason's bedroom. It was Alan, all through several years ago now. That's over 20 years ago with his muck spread. Now, this is that's the scheme of the regulation management of the commons.
Prohibiting any person without lawful authority from digging, cutting or taking turf, sods, gravel, clay, sand or other substance on or from the commons.
And in the marshes, I know one time, I mean, that was when my husband went to school, they used to rent some of the marshes. I mean, he used to bring the cows home when he came home from school, he reckoned, and they must have been right down there on the marshes somewhere. This is the evacuees during the war.
Oh, yeah.
War up the far, I don't know when they came, in 1941 or two, was it? Well, this, no, taking them left to right. That's the grandmother. That's one of her daughter, Olive, the one who lived up there all the time. That's Charlie. That was one of the evacuees. And that was Maidie. That's Charlie's mother, Maidie. Then this is another one. Then this was the mother. One of the boys was put evacuated to Warpole. He was with the family in Warpole. I think these two came up the farm, and that girl, Gracie, she came, and that was Bob, that was Gracie. He came. Somehow he'd done something wrong, so he was sent home, sent away. Then this is, the mother was visiting them one day, and this was the young child that she'd got. These two were up the farm. One, I think, was at, Warpole, on a farm in Warpole, and this was Bob, and this Gracie comes and sees me and writes to me at Christmas. Well, she came about 2 years ago, and she'd got her neighbour with her, and so she'd lost her husband, so they were staying at Ponting. And while they were here, this chap, Stan, I think his name was, he was saying, well, I was evacuated in Weniston. And I said, well, whereabouts were you? He said, well, they had a little business, they had a little shop, and he couldn't remember the name. And he said they had a house in the garden for the mother. So I went and asked my neighbour next door. And I said, well, I reckon it'd be down here where the Middleton Sturts are now, in that bungalow. And Mickey said they did, and that was Sterry's there then, and they did used to go around, that's before my time, with this pony and trap, with selling different paraffin and different stuff. And Mrs. Sterry did have a place in the garden, apparently, for her mother. So I drove down there and said, well, this is this where you were? Because that was sort of, that time, I think, sort of like a long wooden hut or something.
Mm.
And, the people before these had a lot done to it. But I was able to take them down. And he said, yes, this archive's all gone on the website. And she saw, found pictures, didn't she?
Yeah.
And I had a letter from her. And she went to school. Yes, went to school here. And then the other week, when Thornton Festival was on, a few weeks ago, well, Stephanie was working up at the farm, at Fieldon's, up at Bright's Farm. And then she came in here on the Saturday. And she said, someone's now came up there booked in for bed and breakfast, now came in. And she wanted to know, do you know the Musks? So Stephanie said, well, I do, because that's my grandmother. And Valerie, we lived here with her grandfather during the war. So I said, well, tell her to come up by in the morning, come up about 10 o'clock, and she'll see Mickey's sister, because they went to school together. And I said to her before she left, so I said, well, who else did you go to school with when you're here? And she said, oh, Jenny Spindler. And so I rang Jenny up at night and said, well, if you want to see Valerie, she'll be up at the art exhibition all tomorrow. And so Jenny then came and got Sheila Stammers, And I would think, and I had quite an actor. Actually, my husband wasn't exactly the Home Guard. He was in the 202s, Churchill's Secret Army. Of course, I never knew that till after he died. And I was helping the Winston Luncheon Club, and the old boy there had got this badge on. I said, my husband had a badge like that. He said, yes, I know he did. He said, because he was in that, you know, he was in that with him.
So what was the difference between that and the Home Guard?
They were trained to create havoc if the, they never told me. He never said anything. It was all secret. Yeah. Jim never told me what that badge was for, and it wasn't until I Mr. Thurkettle and found out. They had dugouts, and there was one supposed to be in Thornton Wood, and they had all this ammunition and all this stuff in these big dugouts. And so if the enemy had aligned, they'd got to blow all the bridges and the roads. That's how I found out since. And one day, Mr. Thurkettle kept the little calf up by the Happy Eater is now, isn't Happy Eater? And his one day, someone said, well, I've got to deliver for you. Oh, she said, right, bring it in, put it under the bed. Didn't realise till after that was all this ammunition. I mean, there is books written now, and a lot of the wives didn't know what the husbands were doing. Yeah. This is Winniston Young Farmers Club, and that's my husband there. That one, I think, is Carol Wright. That was one, he was one of the schoolmaster here. That's where they were judging pigs. Well, I joined that about 1950, and that'd be a few years before then. Yeah. Well, then, just before I joined, about 1950s, that then was called Change to the Hales of the Young Farmers Club. I have been here reading in the paper. The Autumn Rally ploughing in October 23rd, 1943, and that's where that was, the ploughing match was held at Bourne Park. And my husband, Clifford Musk, was placed first for horse ploughing. He always liked his horses for ploughing. That would be a Leach, Anne Leach, from David Leach's sister. That's garden produce. The afternoon display of vegetables grown by members of the Young Farmers Club was held in the Council Chambers County Hall, with a Wenison entry arranged by Barbara Royal. Actually, they used to live at Cookley, and H. Ellis was secretary. But I mean, that would be Heather Phillips, I should imagine, and Anne Leach, tied with Holbrook, first place, David Leach, in the under-21s. Heather Ellis represented the Wenison Young Farmers Club and obtained second place. That was in Thatcher. I told her I'd seen that. I said, I can't remember. I said, well, I've got it in Heather Ellis and Miss P. Flat represent the Wenniston District Young Farmers Club and obtained second place. Much appreciate the time and trouble they took and warmly congratulate them on their success. And the Wenniston District Young Farmers Club Rabbit Section 30 Club rabbits have been sold during the year. This is less than last year. Several members have brought their own stock, loan of £3. That's quite a bit of money, but the club funds has been repaid. Miss H. Ellis is now the Honourable Secretary of this SAC section. I don't know what this was. Christmas Day gift, that's Cyril Sirleaf. You see, he was up at the farm because Vanny was his grandmother. And that's Christmas Day gift. Well, I got all these. I don't know what I got. Another one of the Winniston Great Tires. Well, the money went to the church. Yeah. But I'm sure they had to pay. You paid so much per acre or something. I think I'm going to have to ask Heather Phillips about that. She would know. Look, I think, was that called the Queen's Anne Bounty?
Anne's Bounty.
Before they called it the Tithe?
Yeah, Tithe Collection, 1930.
Overseas Club, but don't know what that would be. The former schools, Children of the Empire.
To
that's 1915, look.
To send to children somewhere.
Then this was for the Great Tithe, form you that 16th of October 1933, and that was from George Durrance. They used to always go on about the tithe, wasn't it? All given to the church or something. £13.11. No, when I first married, they paid some of that, and there was always a, because when they used to come want money for the church, they said, no, we pay that with the tithe.